Tuesday, February 1st.
Ehrlichman reported this morning that the latest in the Don Nixon thing is he's now learned that the story Jack Anderson has on him is that there's a development in San Clemente in which Don Nixon has an interest that has some federal funds in it, and also that Don's involved in some sort of land deal in the Bahamas. So that's the latest horror story from there. The president did a good job at the prayer breakfast this morning and had Billy Graham in to the office afterwards for an hour and a half wide-ranging discussion on politics and all sorts of forms. Graham made a pitch for the president to attend his Easter sunrise services at Key Biscayne and his big national youth deal in Dallas in June this year. He agreed to hit the key states during the fall, especially Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, maybe New York, and California. There was considerable discussion of the terrible problem arising from the total Jewish domination of the media, an agreement that this was something that would have to be dealt with. Graham has the strong feeling that the Bible says that there are satanic Jews and that that's where our problem arises. He told the president that there was a strong protest among religious people that there was no religious journalist going to China with the president. The president explained we couldn't add one now, but we would take one to Russia. We agreed to give Graham solid briefings on political and foreign policy matters so that he'll be kept up to date. He's to deal only with me and agreed to answer attacks on us and that sort of thing whenever he felt he could if I would direct the request to him. There was considerable discussion of the Connolly problem. He agreed to help out there, particularly in making Connolly fully aware of the president's view towards him. The president had me in for talk on the general political outlook later in the day. He got into the Efren book question and wants to be sure we make an all-out effort on that editors and leaders and so on stirred up. He feels we need to keep hammering the line, read the antagonistic press, wants us to set up a John Birch type letters to editor and telephone clack as a follow-up to unfair television shows and newspaper coverage, etc. Good part of which we've already got underway. He was on and off during the day on the whole subject of general politics, cabinet, staff, etc., as he's sort of analyzing our present position, brooding over the problem of the media being so dedicated to getting us. He had a long memo from Lou Giley that he keeps referring to that makes the point that we've got the media problems, and that our counterattack group and answer desk is not sharp enough. Jim Scher is probably right. He also got to talking about the problems of cabinet and staff and the fact that no one seems to take it upon himself to try to help to build the president up in his own mind, that all the president constantly has to be the morale builder for the rest of the operation, which doesn't seem to make sense, especially to him. He had a long session with Connolly this afternoon alone and told me afterwards he wanted to spend some time with me tomorrow on the results of that. Apparently it went reasonably well, but there's some things to follow up on. end of February 1st.